ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय निद्रा ओजसा वीरः कलिं दिग्विजये स्वच्छे नृप लिङ्ग धरं शूद्रं घनन्तं गो मिथुनं पदा निजग्राहोजसा वीर कलिं दिग्विजये क्वचित् नृपलिङ्गधरं शूद्रं घनन्तं गोमिथुनं कदा निजग्राहोजसा वीर कलिं दिग्विजये क्वचित् नृपलिङ्गधरं शूद्रं घनन्तं गोमिथुनं कदा निजग्राहोजसा वीर कलिं दिग्विजये क्वचित् नृपलिङ्गधरं शूद्रं घनन्तं गोमिथुनं कदा sufficiently punished. Ojasa, by prowess. Viraha, valiant hero. Kolim, unto Koli, the master of the age. Digvijaye, on his way to conquer the world. Kvati, once upon a time. Nripalingadharam, one who passes in the dress of a king. Shudram, the lower class. Kanantam, hurting. Gomitunam, a cow and bull. Pada, by the leg. Translation. Once when Maharaj Parikshit was on his way to conquer the world, he saw the master of Kali Yuga, who was lower than a Shudra, disguised as a king, and herding a cow and a bull by his leg. The king at once caught hold of him to deal sufficient punishment.
So, it was the duty of the king to go on tour and see persons who are actually not abiding by the laws of Vedic principle. This is the duty of king. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, that chatuparnamaya system gunakarma vibhava. In the human society, I have divided four classes of men. Chatuparnamaya system. Krishna says, I have done it. So, by nature, there are four classes of men. Anywhere you go, you'll find four classes of men. First class, intelligent men. in whichever they get, you'll find not all of them are the same category. First class, second class, third class, and fourth class. First class means the most intelligent class. Scientists, philosophers, like that. Mathematicians, great religionists, they are first class. Second class, administrators, to see that the government is going nicely. People are not unhappy. People are not suffering from thieves and rogues. That is the first business. Good government means that people will think that they are secure. Their property and person is secure. There is no harm. Not very many years ago, say about 100 years ago, in India, the native states, the rule was that if something is lying on the street, valuable, invaluable, so nobody should touch it. The person who has lost or who has left that thing there, he would come and pick it up. You cannot touch. That was the law. And if one was caught a thief, his hands will be cut off. In Kashmir state, this was the rule. As soon as a thief is arrested, and if it is proved that he is stolen, the only punishment is cut his throat, cut his hands. Exemplary punishment so that nobody will dare to steal. This is second class administrators. So the third class, to produce money, businessmen, mercantile, money is also required. So without money, nothing can be done. So that is not. But that is the business, that is the occupation of the third class. And the fourth class, Shudra. They cannot take any post as intelligent class or administrative class or money-producing class. They are simply servant, help others. Shudra. The Shudra was not meant for taking the political power. Therefore it is said here, Nipalinga Dharam Shudram. Nipalinga Dharam. Linga means, real meaning is gender. That's the masculine gender, feminine gender. And the other meaning is sign. Just like there are signs, certain signs. We can understand here is a male, here is a female. By the signs. So lingam means sign, symptom. So nipalinga dharam. Shudra. Actually he was a Shudra. But he dressed like a king. Just like if a woman dresses like a man, that is artificial. Or a man dresses like a woman, that is also artificial. So everyone has his original dress and position. So because Shudra took the dress of a king, therefore, this Nipalinga Dharam, artificially, he was dressed like a king. And that is the position of Kali Yuga. Now, the government men, they are elected by force. People do not consider whether it is a Brahman or Kshatri or Vaishya or Shudra. As he likes, people are Shudra, Kalo Shudra Samava. In the Kali Yuga, everyone is a Shudra. Therefore, naturally, he will elect one Shudra. The Shudra is not fit for government management. As such, we find so many difficulties in the government because the head or the headman, they are all Shudras. They are dressed like administrators, but they are Shudras. This is the symptom of Kali Yuga. There is no Brahman, there is no Kshatriya, there is no Vaishya. Maybe a few Vaishya and all Shudras. The Brahmana means good quality, first class quality. That is very, very rare to be found. So, it was the business of the king to see that things are going on. First of all, there is classification. Intelligent class are Brahmana, and the administrative class are Kshatriya, and the mercantile class, money producing class. So everyone is engaged and is doing his own business. But this division must be there. Without division, the society will be in chaos. The example is given at several times, mentioned there, that just as in this body, there is division. The head division, the arms division, the belly division, and the leg division. They are all required. You cannot say that simply legs will do. What about the head and arms? I don't require. That is not a dead body. That is a dead body. Any part of the body, you cannot miss. They must be all in order. Then your body is fit. Similarly, in the human society, the social body, there must be these classes, the head class, the arm class, the belly class, and the leg class. Very scientific. You cannot simply, if you have got intelligent class of men, but nobody is helping him, then what is the use of intelligence? The intelligent class must be there, but to help him, the less intelligent class men also require. That means there are only intelligent class that will be chaos. Nobody will care for anyone. Sometimes we find in our society all intelligent class and they fight each other. Everyone is thinking, I'm intelligent. I'm boss. I must honor you. And the other is thinking, why you can be boss? I am also boss. So, fighting will go on. So this is going on. At the present moment, there is no intelligent class of men. But, Kalu-sudra-sambhava, therefore things are all in chaos. Anywhere you go, any part of the world, nobody is happy, either in family or community or society, nationwide, etc. Everyone is distrust, unhappiness, godlessness, because the intelligent class of men is finished. The king, his duty was that if you are professing yourself as a Brahmana, then it is the king's duty to see that you are acting as a Brahmana. Brahmana is not by birth, but guna karma vibhavas. Guna means quality, and karma, and work also. Simply, I have got now sacred said, I have become Brahmana, double initiator, now my business is finished. I can work, I can do whatever you like less than Shudra Chandala. No, sir. If you are initiated as a Brahmana, you must act as a Brahman. Truthfulness, Shastra, Sama, Dama, Siddhikha, Ajava, Jnanam, Vishya, Vijnana, Asikam, Brahmadam, everything is there. A Brahmana must be truthful. That is the first business of a Brahmana, truthful. He will speak truth even before a Rani. Nobody speaks truth before a Rani because he wants to hide something. But Brahmana's business is to become truthful even before a Rani. That is better. There are many instances. It's like Sutrakar Javar. A boy, Sutrakar, he went to Gautam Muni. Sir, I want to become your disciple. Oh, very good. Are you Brahmana or Brahmana's son? Formerly, in Vedic ways, nobody could be accepted as a disciple unless he is born in high-class family. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya. Especially Brahmana. So this question was asked, whose family belongs to? So he said, I do not know. What is my classification? Now, who is your father? That I do not know. Ask your mother. When he went to his mother, who is my father? My dear, why I do not know? Actually, his mother was maid servant. So maid servants have so many men. And by whom she was pregnant, she cannot remember. He also told the truth. And this Sutrakam, he also came to Gautam Muni. He said, sir, my father and my mother also do not know who is my father. Oh, that's all right. You are a Brahman. Because you are truthful. You do not hide yourself that I am a prostitute, son. You say, this is the position. I am plainly speaking that my mother does not know who is my father. I do not know. So because you are truthful, that is the symptom of Brahman. He accepted. Yes, I will accept you as my disciple. You don't disturb. So, this is the process that the four castes, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they were caste system when the actual things are going on, just like a carpenter. His son, naturally, he becomes a carpenter by seeing the father's work. So, he can be very easily classified as a carpenter. Similarly, formerly, the Brahmana family, Kshatriya family, Vaishya family, they were following the rules and regulations in such a way that naturally a Brahman son became a Brahman. Because he has learned already the Brahmana principle from the parents. So naturally, little touch will make him. That is initiation. Even though one is born in a Brahmana family, why does he require initiation and sacred church ceremony? Because simply by taking birth in a Brahmana family, one does not become a Brahmana. He has to be raised to the Brahmana standard. Otherwise, there is no initiation. There is no necessity of initiation. or offering the sacred prayer. That's for sanskar. Otherwise, by birth, everyone is Sudra. Janmana jayati Sudra. Sanskara dhanit vijo. It is very good that one has taken his birth in a Brahmana family, but provided he has learned the Brahmana's activities nicely from the parents, he is Brahmana. Tinkuna Brahmana Punya. But if he deviates from the family principle, just like in the Shastra, it is said that in a higher class family, Brahmana, Kshatriya, especially Brahmana, if the Gavaran Sanskar is not accepted, the whole family becomes Shudra. Gavaran Sanskar. That means, begetting the child, there is a ceremony, which is called Gavaran Sanskar. So in the Kali Yuga, practically no Sanskar is performed. Therefore, in the Shastra, we say, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. So, Vedic process, Vedic principles are accepting. It is not possible in this Kali Yuga, because the Gavaran Sanskar is not there. Nobody's family, the Gavaran Sanskar is there. Sex life is also regulated by Garbhadhan Sanskar. Therefore, the Bhagavad Gita is said, Dharma Avirudha Kavas. Avirudha. Sex life, which is not against the religious principles, that I am. That sex life I am, Krishna said. I am that sex life. That is godly. But sex life for self-gratification or for prostitution, and that is not Krishna. That is Kali. So this is the process. So it was the duty of the king to see that if a man is professing himself as a Brahmana, he must act as a Brahmana. That is the duty. Otherwise, he should be punished. Let's try here. This Shudra, he was presenting himself as a Kshatriya, Nipalinga Dharam. Therefore, he was punished. Not that the king is callous, let him do whatever he likes. That's why everywhere, the government, it doesn't care whether you are acting as a Brahman or Shudra or whatever nonsense you are doing. Doesn't care. You pay me tax, that's all. Bring your tax, income tax and everything, then you are free. Whatever. So that was not the duty of the king. The king's duty is to see that actually one who is presenting himself as Brahmana, he is acting as a Brahmana. He has acquired the qualities of a Brahmana. Gunakarma vibhagasa. He has got the quality and acting. Similarly, Kshatriya also, he must act as a Kshatriya. Similarly, Vaishya. These are all statements that are in the Bhagavad Gita, you know. Kishi Guru Kshamanijam Vaishyatana Savavaya. Chaudra, Tira, Buddhita, Palayanam, Ishara Vavancha, Chhatra Dharma Savavaya. Everything is here. Prasadja Pakankachum. Sudhakarma Savavajam. Everything is given there. So it is the duty of the government that this man is professing as a Brahmana or a Kshatriya or a Vaishya, whether he is acting or whether he is cheating others. No cheating is allowed. That is the government's duty. So here this man was cheating because here it is said, Nipalinga Dharam. He was dressed like a king. Just like a king is very gorgeously dressed. But his bodily feature, he was a black man. The black man means Shudra. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, they are not black. But the Shudras are black. From external point of view, these things are there. Shudras, another name is Krishna. Krishna is black. So this black man was dressed like a king. And what was he going to do? Grantan Gopa Nishunam Pada. He was trying to kill a pair of cow and bull. So naturally he could understand Parikshit Maharaj was going on too. And on his way he saw that this rascal is dressed like a king. And he's trying to kill cows and bulls. Oh, immediately he just died. He has dressed like a king, but his business is like Shudra or less than Shudra. Butchers cannot be intelligent class of man, Brahman. Brahman is not butcher. Neither is Kshatriya. Kshatriya fights, kills, but in regular religious fight. Not that by physically he will fight and kill them. No. So, here it is said, Nijagraha Odosha Biro. A Kshatriya must be Biro, hero. Whenever there is injustice, he must immediately come forward. Why injustice? These poor animals, they are also my subject. How we can kill them? He is also born in this land. National means one is born in that particular land. So, they are also born in this land. Why he should be treated differently? Just like in your country, even one Indian gets his child here, the child is counted as USA, born, US citizen, in India. So, that is the law, that anyone born in this land should be treated as national. What is this law? That the cows and the bulls born in that land, they are to be slaughtered? What is this law? So, it is the duty of the king, emperor, immediately detect that why these poor animals are being killed. They are also subject to the laws of the state. As the human being requires protection, similarly, the cows, not only cows, everyone requires protection by the government. Why this should be not protected? Therefore, because the protection was not given to the cows and the bulls, he immediately took him that this rascal is not a Kshatriya, he is a Shudra. In the dress of a king, he is doing mischievous activities, immediately punished. This is government's duty. If anyone, just like anyone is breaking law, it is the duty of the government to chastise him. Similarly, the law should be exact good government law means that anyone who kills an animal without consent, of course they now give consent, so yes, you can kill as many animals in the slaughter house as you like, because the government is Shudra. Government is not Kshatriya, so therefore is no protection. Why animal, even a human being, if he is being killed on the street, on the broad way, nobody cares for it. So this is the position. But Parikshit Maharaj was not such a king or such a head of the executive. He immediately punished. Therefore it is mentioned specially. Ojasa, Dhiro, Kali. Kali is to be punished. The Kali begins with this animal killing. That is Kali Yuga. Meat eating. Therefore, to avoid the influence of Kali, we have to give up this habit. The four things are colleagues, disciples, friends. We have already discussed this. So, one friend is this meat-eating frog, the butcher's police friend, and the liquor distiller is also police friend, and the gamblers or the gambling house maintainer, and prostitute house maintainer. These are friends of police. Now you find all over the world these things are very prominent. Clubs and butcher house and liquor house and gambling house. Therefore the whole atmosphere is Kali. So because it is now Kali age, just like winter season, everywhere is cold, chilliness. Similarly, because this is the age of Kali, therefore, even in India, this king, Maharaj Parikshit, was in India. He wanted to chastise this rascal in the grave of a king, and attempt his kill, cow. So, this was in India, maybe in other places also, because the king was touring. So not only in India, all over the world, the Vedic civilization was there. 5,000 years ago, everywhere, all people used to follow the Vedic principle. That is the proof. Because the king was following the Vedic principle. So, this cow killing by the Kali, it is said, it was done on the border of India, somewhere near Sindh province. So Afghanistan, like that. So, anyway, it was on this planet and you wanted to cross. But India is the center. This king, Maharaj Parikshit, his headquarters was Hastinapur, near New Delhi at the present moment. Hastinapur, there is a place still, Hastinapur, there is one broken fort also, they say this fort belongs to the Pandavas. People go there to see. Anyway, now the king was so strict that in outside India, some cow was being attempted to be killed. He immediately took his sword to punish him. Now, in India, they are killing 10,000 cows daily. This is Kali. Still, they have got some sentiment about cow killing. There was about, say, 5 or 6 years ago, there was good agitation. But who cares for that? Because the government is Shudra, Nipalinga. They are taking the position of government, but they are all full of Shudras. Now in India, not only killing cows, we have never seen in Bombay this time I saw in our Juhu, big signboard, big saw. The Hindus are there also now, taking. I asked one lady, she was eat-eater, so I asked her, do you eat cow's meat, cow's flesh? Yes, sometimes. But this is Kali. Now, government is encouraging drinking and meat eating. And illicit sex, that is, that has become now a common affair. Anywhere you go. Why you should have to go to Gwazel? Even big other places. I don't wish to mention. So, this is the age of Kali. So, simply full of sinful activities. Yes, that is Kali. But sinful activities will not help us. That they have no brain to understand. You have to purify yourself. Sinful activities will involve you more and more in the cycle of birth and death. You will take sometimes birth as a king or as a demigod and sometimes as the worm of the stool. Because according to your karma, you will get next body. Karmanadrimunetrena. Therefore the process is, at least don't act sinfully. Then you will get higher class bath. Purdham vachanti sattvastha. You will get chance of taking your bath in higher planetary system. Where the standard of living is many, many thousands better than this planet. That's why Sargolo, Janalo. From our Shastra, we understand that the inhabitants of Chandralo, moon planet, they live for 10,000 of years. But these rascals are going there, they do not find any living in it. So that is the contradiction. But we believe that in the moon planet, and why we shall not believe? If the living entities are found everywhere, so why, what moon planet has done that there should be no living entity? From our experience we can see, living entity is there on the land, in the air, in the water, even in the fire. So, every planet is made of these five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. So, we find by practical experience that in the water there is living entity, on the land there is living entity, within the land there is living entity. So, why in the moon planet or other planet there should be no living entity? That's a wrong theory. Long ago, sometimes in 1930, I had a talk in Allahabad with the great scientist, Dr. Shah. He said that there is no reason to disbelieve that in other planets there is no living entity. And recently one Russian scientist also said that there are many planets where very, very intelligent class of men are there. So that is our theory. That the, if you go in the hard planetary system, you'll find more comfortable standard of life. The duration of life is very long and the people are very, very intelligent. They are called demigods. So whatever it may be, we have to follow our own principle and there is no reason to disbelieve that in other planets there are no living entities. We cannot accept it. So anyway, in every planet there is kingdom, there is government, because in the Bhagavad Gita you understand, Krishna says, Imam vivasati dhuvam pratyamana hamabhyam vivasana manavitrahu manu ikhata vimbravi. Krishna said that this philosophy, this Bhagavad Gita, yoga system, I first of all explained to the sun god whose name is Vivasana. He spoke the same principle to his sons. Manu. And Manu also spoke the same principle to his son. Ithaku. The Ithaku came from the sun planet. He happens to be the grandson of Vivasa. So how you can say that in the sun planet there is no possibility of life? We get the history. And if you say that in fire, how one can live? No, as we see that in water, some other living entities can live. Similarly, I may not be able to live in the fire, but there are other living entities who can live there. That should be the right conclusion. Because fire is as good another material element as the water is. As water is also one of the material elements. Fire is also one of the material elements. So if we can see by our practical experience there are living entities in the water, then why not living entities in the fire? And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said that living entity, the spiritual spark, is not affected by material influence. In the Vedas also it is said, asangvayam purusha. It has nothing to do with this material condition. Adajhayam, this special word is used, that it cannot be burned by the fire. Asosvayam, it cannot be dried up by air. Achedyam, it cannot be cut into pieces. These things are there. So, we are firmly convinced that in the sun planet there is also living entity, and the king, the president there is called Vibhasha. His name is Vibhasha. And our Gayatri mantra is worshipping the sun planet. Om Bhur Bhuvasa Tasamitu Bharanam Bharva Devasadhyami. So, this is the basic conception. Every planet there is king, and the king's duty is to see that everyone is executing his professional, occupational duty. So, Maharaj Parikshit also, he used to go for examining. Therefore, it is scared. Dig-bujaye kochit. Not that at a particular time he went for touring, but he was going, say, yearly or 6 monthly. And one of his tours, he found that a person dressed like a king was attempting to kill cows, and he punished him. So this is the step. Thank you very much.